a little bit with you. Amen? So, say it one more time, good and loud. That's our series over the next 4 weeks. Let's go with a message. Here we go. Today's message title is The Huddle of Fear. The Huddle of Fear. As I mentioned earlier, Jesus met with his disciples, recorded at least four times after his resurrection. That's going to be my focus of study over the next several weeks. And just looking at it from a different angle, huddle up. And it's today the huddle of what? Fear. So y'all with me so far? You good? Say, there you go. How many had coffee this morning? At home or somewhere? How many had a little something to eat already? How many are starving at this very second? Okay, good, good. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Come on, here we go. Here we go. The huddle of fear. If failure does anything, here's what it does. It increases our what? Fear. You try something and fail, it makes you not want to try it again. Now, some people are like, well, no, I failed. I'm going to try it again. I'm going to try it again. Generally, folks, especially like even in relationships, if you've been married in a long-term relationship, if you've been hurt and hurt repeatedly, a lot of times after that, they'll say, I'm what? I'm done. I ain't going out. No, because they're jaded and it's just, I can't do it anymore. Failure. Failure. Or things in your life you've done, you know, that's horrible and you did it, just failure. If failure does anything, it increases our what? It increases fear. And that's exactly what happened with the disciples. That's exactly where we find them. The disciples failed to stay awake with Jesus in the garden. Remember? Do you remember? Look at it. He says, can you not watch with me? How long? 1 hour? They're sleeping, and then he even finds them sleeping again. So they failed in Jesus' hour of need. Right? Say, wouldn't we say that of anybody else? Say, if the leader is about to go down, don't you think the team would stand with the leader? Yes or no? Say, they failed. The disciples failed to stand up for Jesus. Now, who do we often think of that failed Jesus, that denied Jesus? His name is what? Peter. Oh, listen, the Bible says they all did it. Then all the what? Disciples did what? Forsook him and what? Fled. They all did it. We don't have all the stories of all the encounters, of all the times everybody denied Christ, the disciples. Are you kidding me? Of all their fear? We have Peter's story for sure. But the Bible says very clearly, they all forsook him. In his hour of need, when they should have stood with him, they fled. Okay? The disciples, when I read the passage in John or in Matthew, the disciples sat without, they stood without, and they said without. You know what the three things in common in those words up there is? Out, out, out. They were done. Out, out, out. Out, out, out. They don't say in, does it? No, they're out, out, out. They're not close to the Lord. And of course, in Matthew, we see the incident of Peter. Now, Peter sat what? Without in the palace. And a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what you're saying. And when he was gone what? Out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath. Say that last part. I do not know the man. And he backed it up with I swear, I don't know him. Okay? I do not know the man. I just want to put that up there so you can feel the failure. Did you feel it or not? You feeling these disciples really failing the Lord? Okay? That's reality. They all did what? They all what? Checked out. That's it. Done. It's over. Okay? They all failed, and they failed miserably. Period. You can't say this in any other situation. You try failing like this at your job, you'll be fired. Amen. Say, you fail friends like they failed, and that person won't be your friend anymore. Is that generally the way it is? Say, sure it is. They failed. The disciples' failure did not make them what? Bolder. It made them more fearful than they had ever been before. See, guys, when you fail, it don't make you bolder. It makes you crawl in the hole more. cover yourself up. You understand? Why am I going into such detail? Because that's what we're going to talk about. It was all over. Jesus had been brutally killed. And they thought, say it with me, they were next. Absolutely. They're coming for us, man. They're going to get my wife and my babies. You saw what you did to him. You think that's reality? You think they were screaming like that? You think there was pain like that? Yes or no? Oh, a gazillion times more than I just acted out. Because of their failure and the reality of what had just happened to Jesus, the disciples could not have been more afraid. Their fear level was maxed out. Amen? So, why did I build it up so big? Because that's when the resurrected Jesus came to them. Amen? Wow. Wow. He came to right where they were in their huddle of fear. Let's look at it. Let's go to the Bible. More Bible. Let's check it out. John 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, this would have been Sunday. Okay? Jesus is resurrected in the morning, the same evening being the what? First day of the what? And by the way, guys, Monday ain't the first day of the week. Sunday's the first day of the week. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? See, this is a good day to have church. Amen. It's the first day of the week. Okay? Some people want to argue it should be on the Sabbath. You know, I'm tickled if you go Saturday or Sunday or Monday. It doesn't bother me. Just go. What'd you say? What arguing about it? Come on. But the point is, Sunday, late in the day, evening, all that tension, the event, what's happened in the previous couple of days. Being the first day of the week, when the doors were what? Come on, help me, church. When the doors were what? Shut! You think the door might have been bolted? Oh, I believe so. I think that's when the doors are shut. Okay? It's not normal to even talk like that. The doors are shut. You know what I'm saying? It's almost self. The doors are shut. Where the disciples were assembled or they were huddled up for what? The huddle of fear. They were assembled for fear of who? The Jews. Who had led in the massacre of Jesus. Okay? They were assembled for fear of the Jews. Then came Jesus, whoop, and stood in the midst and said unto them, now hang in here with me, stay with me. He said this to them, say it with me, peace be that's funny right there. How many, you failed miserably, I mean, you've just really hurt people really bad, you've screwed up, you've walked out of their life, and the first time they saw you, they went, oh, hey, it's great to see you, I forgive you, it's all awesome, it's great. No, the opposite's usually true. They pop you right in the mouth. Okay? Come on. Amen. So here is, they've miserably failed Jesus. He appears to them. He comes to them in their fear. And He says unto them, peace be unto you. Try to keep awake if you can. It might help you. Here we go. So it was Sunday night. They were scared to death. We see that. And Jesus did what? Help me, church. He what? He broke into the huddle. There's the huddle. And bang, here comes Jesus. Boy, that huddle got a little help, didn't it? Say, come on. Yes, sir. He said, peace be with you. Okay, peace be with you. What was he saying? He's saying, I'm not angry with you. They had failed him miserably. This is not normally what you hear out of somebody. That's exactly what Jesus said. I'm not angry with you. You hearing me? He's saying, I love you. Boy, how'd that must have sound. Amen, say. Wow. Did you hear him? Verse 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And I love this. I love the plainness of the Bible right here. Then were the disciples what? They were glad when they saw the Lord. That's an understatement, isn't it, say? They were glad when they saw the Lord. Are you kidding me? They're huddled together thinking it's curtains, thinking it's over. They're toast, man. You know? It's the Lord. They were glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again. It's very important. I hope I'm not driving you crazy. He said unto them again, peace be unto you. You know what it's like when you're really scared? Being really scared is an absence of peace, isn't it? Say. Isn't that true? Yes or no? It's an absence of peace. So he says, peace be unto them the first time. I love you. I'm not angry at you. They were glad to see him, but boy, they're really messed up. These guys are messed up. That little one-time peace thing ain't going to cut it. He says it again, peace be with you. And then he says this, as my Father, say it with me, sent me, even so send I you. What was Jesus saying? Of course, these are my words, my feelings as I'm reading the Scripture. He's saying, I'm here with you. Guys, I'm here. I'm here with you. Okay? And sort of calm down now. I'm here. And then he says these incredible words. I still believe in you. Now, how many have failed in the past in your life? And somebody believing in you helped you get out of that hole you were in. Can I see your hand? Tell me, talk to me. Raise some hands up here. Come on. Can we praise the Lord for whoever those people were, God helping me in my life? I've had a lot of people in my life like that. And when I was hurt so bad and felt so low and felt so unloved, a few years ago, I mean, I honestly thought about just ending it all. Not just the ministry, but even my life. Horrible, horrible place to be. But a lot of you relate, though. You know what I'm talking about. And I had people cheering me and encouraging me on. But you know what? The one person who encouraged me the most wasn't even here. She was in heaven. My mother. My mother. Yeah, oh, praise the Lord. Come on, you praise the Lord in this place. Come on. How could she encourage you when she's in heaven, Gary? She encouraged me because the Bible says we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Therefore, let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? But I'm going to tell you something. There's a great cloud of witnesses, and my mama's one of them. Okay? And I could hear it clear as crystal. No, I never heard no voices. No, I am kooky, but I didn't do that. Okay? Didn't hear no voices from mama. But I did hear this in my heart. Boy, you better get up! I believe in you. I love you. Don't you act like you're not loved. I'll knock you out as soon as you come into the pearly gates. Choke you. Yeah. That was a driving force for me. My mama. My mama. Are y'all listening? Jesus came to the disciples when they were so messed up. He says, I still believe in you. How good must have that have sounded? How could you believe in us when we didn't stand with you? We couldn't pray with you. We denied you. We cussed you. We're a bunch of chickens. I think Jesus said, I like chickens. Come on. I can put you under my wings. Isn't that what he said in the New Testament? Sure he did. As a hen gathers her chicks. So the disciples were supposed to be leaders, right? That's what we're seeing in this message today. But they were a what? They were a wreck. They were the ones that are supposed to go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What? These jokers couldn't even get back to Galilee. You know what I'm saying? They are huddled up in a room. Scared to death, right? Come on. So Jesus works with them. Aren't you glad He works with us? Say. Come on. I want you to see something that you might miss when you read your Bible. And when Jesus had said, peace be unto you, I believe in you. When He had said this, say that out loud with me. Now, if you don't watch it, you'll miss that when you're reading your Bible. Why do I say that? Because I've read the Bible many times. It didn't stand out as much as it did this time. We often think of the breath of God and the breathing of God at Pentecost, right? Say, rushing mighty wind, etc. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, correct? Yes? Well, guys, that comes later. They're a wreck. They're a wreck. And so Jesus breathes on them. What does that mean? I guess it means, I'm a simple fellow, okay? He breathed on them. And then he said this, say it with me, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now, guys, I'm not going to break this apart forever this morning. One or two things could happen. The obvious thing would be, you know, he breathed on them and was saying to them, not long from now you're going to receive the Spirit. Okay? He could have said that. Y'all with me? Or, he could have breathed on them right then. And they could have received the Spirit right then. But because of their fear and not their faith, they got nothing. You understand? Yes or no? Not being dogmatic, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you something right now. You will not serve God to the level He wants you to serve Him if you are full of fear. Without faith, say the verse if you know it, it is impossible to please God. So they're so full of fear, even though He's appeared, and they're glad to see Him. Who wouldn't be? Are you kidding me? It doesn't mean they're ready to serve. It doesn't mean they're full of God. Right? No. It reminds me of verse 7 of chapter 2 of Genesis. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of what? And man became a living soul. This reminds me of back in Genesis 2:7. You know why? Because these boys were lifeless. Boy, where He found them. In that room, huddled up in fear. And won't fear do that to you? Say. Won't fear make it where you can't function? How many can relate to that? Let me put your hand up. I've been so fearful at times, but I can't function. Isn't that true? So this is a message in the Bible, but we're going to learn a little about us too if we can. Okay? So, these boys were lifeless. He said, receive the Holy Spirit. Okay? And here's the point, guys. Without the filling of the Holy Spirit, they would not and could not be effective for the Lord. Say that with me. Without the filling of the Holy Spirit, they would not and could not be effective for the Lord. And neither can you and I. Yes or no? We need to be filled with the Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Even when the road is marked with suffering, when there's pain in the offering. Did you hear the song? Amen. Come on. I will cherish the old rugged cross. Amen. To the old rugged cross I will ever be what? True. It's shame. Did you hear that? That don't sound too pretty, does it? And it's reproach. Gladly what? You see the difference? See what I'm talking about? Fear will kill your faith. But fear is understandable. It's understandable them being scared. I love the story because Jesus takes time to come to them. He takes time to be patient with them, not just say peace one time, say peace again. We're going to see through this little series, He's a very patient God. He will be patient with you. Verse 23 is an odd verse. He says to them after received the Holy Ghost, whosoever sins you remit, or you say is forgiven, their sins are forgiven. And whosoever sins you retain, or you say your sins are not forgiven, then your sins are not forgiven. If you're not careful when you read that too, I believe you'll read that thinking, Jesus, did He really give those crazy lunatic disciples power over men's lives to forgive their sins? Does that sound like what He would have done? Say, no! Are you kidding me? They couldn't even find their way back home. It's got to be saying something else. Well, it was. It goes back to, you know, as my Father sent me, so send I you. It was all about getting the message out about Christ. Are y'all listening? That He died, He rose, if you believe in Him. Not yourself, not in false religion, but you believe in Jesus Christ, you shall be saved, you shall be forgiven. Amen? And if you refuse to believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, listen, you shall not be forgiven. I say the same thing here, 2,000 years later. If you put your faith in your works, in your church, some other religion, oh, but it's a good religion, you will not be forgiven. Did you hear me today? Say. God didn't give His Son on the cross, brutally murdered, rose Him from the dead, seated Him at the right hand of God the Father, so you could come up some other way. Amen. Use your brain here. You listening or not? Say, come on! Check it out! You listening today? You need to get shook, baby. Hell's hot. Hell's real. Because the Bible says so. Amen. Come on. Important message. But He certainly wasn't, in my view of the Bible's teaching, saying these disciples are going to have power to forgive sins. Did you hear me? And by the way, no man has it on this earth. Did you listen to me or not? I don't care what other denominations, religions teach, that some man can somehow say something and you're forgiven. No, that's not the way it works. You're forgiven because you ask for forgiveness. You're forgiven because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all what? Is that what the Bible says? Okay, here we go. So, we're talking about fear. Talking about the message they're going to be carrying. It's basically, go tell the world. Go tell the world. If sinners repent, God will forgive. If sinners refuse to repent, turn from their way, but God's way, Jesus, then God will not forgive. Is that pretty clear for us today as a church? Yes or no? Amen. Keep going. We're rolling. So, what's the point of this message today? The disciples had to move from fear to faith, or this gospel of Jesus ain't gonna fly. Did you get that or not? They're not gonna do it over here, scared to death, thinking it's curtains, fearful. That's why Jesus came to them. I love Him for that. How many could say with a hand, He's been patient with me, Pastor. He's been patient with me, Pastor. He didn't throw me out with the trash. Aren't you glad He didn't throw you out with the trash? When maybe somebody else threw you out with the trash, you even threw yourself out with the trash? Say. Thank you, Lord. That's what I'm learning. The huddle of fear. Let's keep moving. I said there's at least four huddles. Well, we're going to cover the second huddle real quick because it's right here. So He huddled with the disciples. But somebody was missing. Which disciple was missing? Thomas was missing. So there's another huddle. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus what? When Jesus came. But we also get a look at the disciples. How are they doing after their meeting with Jesus? Let's take a closer look. The other disciples therefore said unto Thomas, we've seen the Lord. But Thomas said unto them, except I shall see His hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into His side. Boy, he was really clear on this. I will not believe. He wasn't ambiguous at all, was he? He said this, I don't care if you, if y'all all tell me, I ain't gonna believe unless I see it. That's some serious fear, isn't it? When 11 people, 10, 11 people can look at us and tell us something, and they all agree, but we don't believe. And these are buddies, these guys you've walked with. All of a sudden, they all become liars that quick? It's like, he's scared to death, wasn't he? Sure he was. But we see the disciples also, after 8 days again, the disciples were where? Say the word. Within. Don't sound like they're going into all the world, does it say? Huh. And we get another clue. Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being what? Shut. Now you can look at it any way you want to. I believe the boys had the door shut. Okay? I believe it may have been bolted shut. Amen? Say. I think they were still fearful. That's Gary talking. And Jesus came and stood in the midst, and He said it again. Say it with me. You know why? This is just me talking, trying to explain it. You can have another view. It doesn't bother me a bit. I think they're still scared. I think they're still a mess. I think even an encounter with Jesus, seeing Him and Him breathing on them, confirming He still believed in Him, it just hadn't cut it. You know why? God can love you and believe in you and die on the cross for you. He can do everything for you. But unless you choose to believe, you're going to continue to live in fear. Did you hear me say? And you can blame him, you can blame everybody, but at the end of the day, it's on you. If you want to move from fear to faith. And they didn't. And they had good reason. Roman soldiers, Jews everywhere hunting them down like dogs. But there was a message that had to get out, and it wasn't happening. The doors are shut because they're still scared. That's what I think. But he says to them again, I love you. I'm here with you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. Can you say that? I believe in you. Can we say it again? I believe. And one more time, can you listen maybe for somebody else saying it and you receive it as the Lord today? I believe in you. Can we do it one more time? That's good for our heart. I believe in you. Didn't that make you feel good today? Can we do it one more time? I know I'm driving you crazy. I believe in you. How much comfort is that? Isn't that incredible? So he deals. Jesus says to Thomas, reach here your finger. See, because Jesus knows what we're saying. Even if we're too scared to tell somebody. He knows what we're thinking. He knows what our fear is. He knows right where we're at. He says, Thomas, reach here your finger. Behold my hands. Reach here your hand. Thrust into my side. Be not what? But what? Believing. You're not going to make it, Tom. Jerry. Whoever. Fred. Barney. Okay. Gilligan. Skipper. You're not going to make it. Got it? You're not going to make it without faith. Did you hear that today? We're not quite done, but we're real close. Yeah, praise the Lord. We're almost done, but praise the Lord. That's a good word. That's good, man. Now, we're almost to the end. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Who wouldn't? Right? Say, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? My Lord and my God. Doesn't that sound like us? We get so spiritual so quick, don't we? Say. And never deal with the fear. We get a fix. My Lord, my God. And so Jesus dealt with him a little bit. He says, Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen me and yet have believed. That's us, baby. Come on. We're blessed. Are you hearing me? Listen. You know what else he was saying? Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. You know what else I think Jesus is saying? He's saying, guys, he's saying to all of them, I'm not going to be here a lot longer. I got my job to do. Right hand of God the Father, okay? Making intercession for you. And everybody else that comes down through the ages. I ain't going to be here. You better deal with that fear. You better remember when I breathed on you a little bit ago. Amen. Say. I breathed on you. Doesn't seem to have worked. This is me talking. Next time you get that breath, don't let it pass you by. Amen? Because you're not going to see me in the future. I'm not going to be checking in on weekends with you showing me my hands. Look at here, my hand. Go, 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 go. No, it's going to all the world. And you're going to be hunted down like dogs. And you're going to be butchered. And some of you, they're going to saw into with a saw. He didn't tell them all that, but that's really what happened to them. You're going to be burned at the stake. You'll be put in hot oil and just boiled. You better have some faith. Did you hear me? See, fear is going to happen again and again and again and again and again. You better have some faith. Y'all listening today? Have I bored you to tears? Hope you're getting it. The disciples had to get from fear to faith. They had to get from fear to faith. They're in the huddle of fear. Huddle one, huddle two. They had to get from fear to faith, or this good news of Jesus Christ is risen and He loves you message won't gonna fly. Did you hear that? Almost done. The huddle of fear. Well, look at that. Enter you and me. We're in the story today. Right in the Bible. Yeah. Enter you and me. It's funny how people want to... I don't want to be ugly here and hurt you, but I'm going to say it anyway. But I don't mean to be ugly. We always say that when we mean to be ugly. Listen, guys, Jesus ain't going to make some special trip for you to let show up in your room. I saw Jesus the other night. Why don't you take Him at His word and believe His word? Say. Yet listening, yes or no? He said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have what? Guys, quit trying to end run faith to fix your problem. It's going to get fixed by faith, not fixed by saying something else. Amen. I know that's a little bit. Was I ugly? Didn't mean to be. Come on. Here we go. And many other signs. This is where you and I come in. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. Verse 31. But these are written. Say it with me. That you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. So you and I get in the game. Aren't you glad? We get in the game, man. But we got to deal with fear too. What do I mean by that? Wait, hang on. We got to deal with fear too. Guys, did you know you're going to have to take God at His word just like everybody else did down through the ages? Okay? What do I mean? Well, what about, what is this? You can spend the rest of your life picking the Bible apart. Yeah, well, this and this and this and this. Or you can choose to believe God. I've chosen to believe God. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Here's how much I've chosen to believe God. I've chosen to believe God so much so that every man's a liar and He's true. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Flat out! Did I tell you today, or I may have said in their first service. Did I say in the service already? Okay. Well, you don't even know what I'm saying, right? I don't know, you haven't said it yet. Such a smart aleck. Anyway, I'm looking at the computer this morning. The news had a couple of seconds. Guess what they've discovered now of today? Canadian scientists have discovered the Big Bang really wasn't where it all began. How many from Canada here in the room? Well, you should feel really good now. Y'all figured all that out now. Oh, yeah. Einstein's wrong. You know, some things like that. Oh, yeah. 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 It didn't really start with a Big Bang. They figured out now that the universe is infinite. Who does that sound like? Is God infinite? Yes or no? Now, of course, that is Canadians. I'm sorry, Canadian side didn't say nothing about God being infinite or nothing like that. Here's my point. I've chosen to believe God's word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And guess what? He did. And people have been trying to come up with some cockamamie ideas for years and years and years and all this mess. And you know what? God's word is still true. Amen? Yeah, praise the Lord. You ought to. Yeah. Second thing, He said His Son died on the cross. His Son said, I'm the way to God the Father. There's no other way to get there. And guess what? He ain't changed that either. So you can spend your life picking. You can spend your life arguing religion. You can do that till the cows come home. I'm just going to tell you today, what you are is you're afraid. You're afraid to take God at His word. Why don't you just stop it and believe God? Quit arguing with Daddy who gave His Son for you. If you were on this earth and a daddy said to you, you're in the middle of the street, and a dad sent His Son to push you out of the way, and His boy got killed, you'd forever thank that daddy. But when God sends His Son to save us, we argue with Him about it because we are lunatics.
Did you hear me? Stop being afraid. He's right there with outstretched arms. We got to deal with that fear. And we have to have what too? Faith. Or guess what? Or we ain't going to fly either. How many, we're going to quit now. How many in your life, you've made it through some incredible, incredible challenges and odds that other people can't believe you made it through. They counted you out a long time ago. Can I see your hand? Look at all these miracles in the house today. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Listen, with God, all things are possible. Is that what it says? Come on. Let's praise Him for His Word this morning. Let's get out of that huddle of fear. Come on. I like that. I like this message.